Good Wednesday morning to you, and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day. High near 87. Clear tonight, low near 55. And I know I sound like a broken record, but mostly sunny on Thursday. High reaching right around 90. Our guests today are Jenny Rice, Kirk Homringhouse with the Newark Heath Rotary. They've got a big event coming up, Chalk the Walk, and again, it's hosted by the Newark Heath Rotary. And you better say Newark Heath Rotary, because if I just said Newark Rotary,
that's
Kirk,
trouble.
You'd have, yeah, you wouldn't
that's
be happy with
right
that.
There.
Because you are a separate group.
Technically, it's the Newark Heath Rotary.
No, don't go there with the.
It's a the thing.
Do you pay a royalty every time you say that?
No, I do not.
Okay, then you better you check with that. The lawyers. I'm just saying.
I was good I'm up just until saying. Just now. So anyway. But yeah, that's us, Newark Heath Rotary.
Okay, real quick before we get into the big Chalk the Walk event, maybe tell folks when you meet, where you meet. If they want to join, what do they need to do?
Absolutely. Well, we meet at the Davis Shea House. We move over there to be really kind of more involved with the Heath part of our club, and we've enjoyed that greatly. We meet on Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. We're a really great bunch of folks. We do a lot of projects. We've got pretty much a project every single month this year and next, running from 25 through 26. We're doing the Chalk the Walk this month, and it's a great, vibrant, fun group. We do a lot of good in the community, and we are always interested in having new potential members to join us. Many hands make light work, and I can say for myself personally, joining Rotary has been a transformational experience in my life.
Is it the kind of thing, do you have to be recommended to be in? Do you have to be sponsored in, or is it, can I just show up?
Generally speaking, you come in, somebody sponsors you from the club,
okay.
And then there's a process that goes into becoming a member. You check off a few boxes as you go along, and then once approved by the club, membership as a whole, then you become a full-fledged member.
Gotcha.
So we call it a red badge process, and that takes a little bit of time, but after that, you're a member and full standing, and you get to join the fun.
Why did you say it's been transformative for you? What about being a part of this?
Well, you know me. We've go back a long ways, and I've always worked with nonprofits and tried to do public service as much as possible when I was working and when I wasn't working, and my impact as an individual was decent. It was okay. But you know, I was chair of Carol Strawn and being involved with Children's Hospital and stuff. But the thing about Rotary is you're working with other people of diverse opinions and perspectives in life who come together to find common ground to participate in transformational events for your community. And your impact is magnified significantly because you are partnering with these people. Not to mention the camaraderie, getting into know people, some contacts you'd be able to establish. I've met more important people in the last 4 or 5 years here in the community and got to work with them, and that's a special experience as well. And so I've traveled overseas. I've gone to the International Conference in Singapore, and all of these things just broadens your life's experiences and helps you to do more good in the world that you couldn't do individually. And so that's kind of what it means.
Go ahead, Jenny. Top that.
I was about to say, Kirk, ditto to that.
Set the bar high.
Yeah. Woo. That's pretty good over there, Homer. Usually you don't bring it that strong. I'm like, wow, look out. He's getting all red-faced, emotional over there.
Yeah.
It is an emotional experience to be a part. I also had the opportunity to go to the International Convention this summer, and that was 16,000 people from all around the world that came together to promote peace, to promote love, to promote action. And it was transformative, really. It truly was. Yeah, I was an Interact kid in high school, which is a little sister club of Rotary. And so I saw at a young age the impact that we could do. And I always knew coming back to the community that I was going to be rooted in, I wanted to be part of Rotary. And I'm so grateful to be a part of the Newark Heath Club.
So was it one of those where you knew right away, Jenny, when you got back here, where's the closest Rotary? Which one's going to fit well for me?
I sought Rotary out. Mm-hmm. So actually I had my broker at the time was living in Newark. I moved to Newark 4.5 years ago. I was like, what am I going to do to get involved? And my broker at that time lived in Newark, and I'm a real estate agent. And I said, Spencer, how do I get involved with Rotary? And he said, okay, this is the club you want to get involved with. And from there, I went from, you know, donating or spending time with Salvation Army. Together We Grow Community Gardens. Yeah. It really has put me, now I'm a board member of United Way as well. It has really put me into the community, and I'm so grateful for it.
Okay, so what's your role with Newark Heath? I know he's president.
I'm president-elect, so I'll be taking over in June 2026 for presidency.
So think back to when you were in high school. Did you ever think to yourself,
heck,
hey, one day?
No. And my teachers, if they're listening to this, they would be like, no, Jenny Bilcheck? No, no. They maybe knew. Some of them did. Some of them had faith in me, and then some other ones are going to be shocked. So yeah. At the end of the day, I'm grateful for this experience.
That is so cool. All right, let's talk a little bit about this big event that's coming up, Chalk the Walk.
Yeah, so the Newark Youth Rotary gets a peace grant every single year. And in the past, you might have seen peace poles up in the community. We have one at Rotary Park, and then the Newark Heath Club has one at the Heath Municipal Building. So that's what we've done with our peace grant in the past. And this year, I wanted to do something for our community, and I wanted to make sure this was a free event for our community. So we are putting on a Chalk the Walk for International Day of Peace, which is this Saturday, September 20th. And our goal is to have the community come out at Canal Market District, downtown Newark, and we are going to create artwork and inspirational messages through that whole area. We just want to have fun and show love. And that's going to be from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll have live music, free water. We'll be giving out some peace stickers and peace bracelets. And at the end of the day, we just want the community to come together and love one another. Because if we do not do this, we're not going to be able to keep creating this community that we have. And it is so special here in Newark.
I imagine there's a couple of hoops to jump through if you're going to chalk the walk at the marketplace. It's not like you just decide, hey, here's the day and we're just going to show up.
Right. No, absolutely right. Not. So we reached out to the city of Newark and we partnered with the mayor, and he actually had a group of people when we got together and presented this event who'd never sat down in a room together to create an event like this. They were all very surprised. So we got approval from the city of Newark. Then we had to go to Canal and Market District and get approval, which they've been very supportive of us. But yeah, there's definitely been some hoops to jump through, but we are so grateful that we have this opportunity to partner with the city.
Well, great idea. Usually brings people together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not your first time doing this.
No, it's not my first time doing it. So I grew up in Warren, Ohio, and I had an opportunity of doing this multiple times as a kid. My mom actually sent me a newspaper clip of when I did Mickey Mouse with a Fantasia hat, and I was like, yes, chalk the walk. This is, and as I said, I looked forward to it as a kid. Every single year, I would plan out what I was going to draw, and I was like, it was a super cool event. So I'm really excited to bring it to downtown Newark and Licking County.
Very cool.
It's part of our heritage, actually, Rotary's heritage, these peace projects. You know, we've had peace projects in the past, but actually, to my knowledge, we've never gotten the actual grant itself. And so being able to do that, historically, going way back to 1912, Rotary's established peace pursuit as a priority. And that continued into the 1930s and the 1920s, so much so that Rotary was one of the few organizations that were included as part of the organizational process for the United Nations. Hmm. And they work to this day, are closely involved with peace negotiations all around the world. I found out on the international conference that one of the gentlemen I was sitting with, they're involved closely with trying to resolve things in Gaza and things like that. Mm-hmm. So for Rotarians and for the organization itself internationally, peace is a critical part of who and what we are. And it isn't something that's just kind of popped up recently. We've been committed to this for, well, as I said, 1921, so it's over a century. And that's why one of the reasons we're kind of passionate about this above pretty much everything else we do. Our district is, to the best of my knowledge, the only district in the country right now that is 100% a peace-building district. That means every single club has a peace-building committee leader. And so that commitment is really as strong now as it's ever been, and it's needed as much now as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking district as it means the state of Ohio, or are you talking about other states?
Our district is a quarter of the state, southeast quarter of the state. So it's a considerable number of clubs, so that's quite an accomplishment for us. Gary Baker was our district governor when that happened, and he being a member of the newer club, so that leadership was important to us. But again, yeah, this is a really big commitment for us, and the great thing about the project that Jenny started is by having the grant and doing it this year, we hope this to be, you know, a kind of a signature event every year going forward. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been trying to build these events like this one and the expo and other ones that we've talked about.
So, Jenny, since you've done this before, I mean, walk me through, expand my horizon. How does this bring peace? People doing art on sidewalks? Yeah. What is the net result?
So at the we were talking about it at our meeting a couple weeks ago, and we asked to show a hands of anybody who had not played with sidewalk chalk. And there wasn't a single person who raised their hand. And everybody smiled and everybody laughed. And that's what I'm talking about. It's just genuineness. It's just simpleness to bring love and peace. And again, when you can walk past some of this art, you're going to have a smile on your face. When you're going to see little kids playing, you're going to have a smile on your face. If you see a grandma sitting on the ground playing with chalk, you're going to have a smile on your face. How can that not bring peace and love to your heart? Simple as that.
So is it going to be the entire length of the Canal Market
that
District?
That is my goal, you guys. I want this community to come out and just really show up. I'll be there the night before, setting up a little bit, doing a little bit of art the night before just to kind of get people ready. But I'm really hoping that we can fill that whole city block, essentially, mm-hmm. with artwork and inspirational messages.
Group family participation in this sort of thing, too. When young people see parents being committed to peaceful activities, they look at their parents and they follow their lead. And so when we make peace a more normal attitude with our children, then their hope is that eventually it'll be more normal attitude for them when they grow up and get older. That's the standard by which is respectfulness and understanding of other people and trying to find common ground. So that's another reason that it's an important event. Even doing something as simple, as lovely as chalking together brings people together and breeds peace.
Okay. Did you say Mickey Mouse Fantasia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to get back to this because I'm going to make fun here.
Yeah, totally.
In just a few moments. Are you like a very good artist? I mean, is this something that you love to do or you just don't care? It's like dance like nobody's watching.
You know,
just go do your thing.
My husband tells me all the time, start doing art again, start doing art again. I did art for a very long time. I actually helped open an art studio, an art gallery in Cocoa Beach when I lived there for 9 years. I miss it. I don't do it as much. I don't make as much time for it as I should. But I'm a Gemini. I'm very eclectic. I'm all over the place. You try to put me down in one spot, I'll try to break away. So yes, I should do more art. I would like to do more art.
And practically, I mean, because, you know, sometimes you bite off more than you can eat. So is it like I get a square, I get 8 feet? I mean, how do you determine that?
Actually, so I've already walked through the canal multiple times trying to square this off. So there are 9 foot sections of rectangles. And so what I'm going to do is, you know, the old school chalk line that you have, you know, they could, you know, flick it and it makes a chalk line. So my husband's a handyman. He's got all of those laying around. So I'm taking one of those and that 9 foot section, I'm going to split in half. So you'll have a rectangle to be drawing. And so I'm not, this year, just because it's the first event, I'm not going to number everything off. You know, my mind did go there. You know, I've literally been, I'll lay down in bed every single night and I'm talking to text, sending myself text messages and notes about this event. Like, don't forget this, don't forget this, don't forget this. So this year, I just don't know how many people are going to come. You know, next year, there'll be numbers probably, and then people will go to their number. Mm-hmm. My sister's actually coming in from Colorado. So she lives there in Denver, and she's like, I can't miss this event for you. Like, I have to be here. Aww. And she's coming
as
well.
That's loyalty.
Right? Yeah, because she just knows how much fun we had as kids and how impactful it was in our life that she's like, I have to be there for you. I'm coming. So I'm really excited about this. And I was at the Canal Market District Farmers Market last Friday, giving out flyers, giving out stickers. And you'd be amazed by just pointing to a sticker to a kid. There's no even, you know, you're not even verbalizing it. You point to a sticker, they're like, yeah, stickers, what's up? And then they come over there and they're like, oh my gosh, look at these stickers. They're having a great time. And then I get
their parents
and then I'm telling them this event. And they're just looking at me like, this is awesome. So the response that we got just at the farmer's market, talking to kids, talking to parents, I think we'll have some more support coming that way. And walking around the community, handing out these flyers, it's been very grassroots. I'm going into businesses and I'm talking to what we're doing. I'm wearing my Rotary name badge. And when I talk to the business owners about what we're doing, they're like, this is cool. Mm-hmm. Like, this is exactly what we need. And that's the response I'm also getting. Yeah. This is exactly what we need. So it just shows there's a need for this. Mm-hmm. There's a need for community love and community building. So I'm, again, grateful that we have the opportunity to pull the community together for this.
Now, Kirk,
yes.
No offense here, but if she's doing Mickey Mouse Fantasia, Mm-hmm. Are you going to be the stick people?
No, actually.
Are you artistic?
I'm so glad you brought that up because I wanted to announce right here and right now. Actually, I'm a cartoonist. And so amongst the chalk walk artwork, there will be an amazing caricature of Dave Doney that I want people to come find. I want everybody to come see the caricature of Dave Doney, full body look, and it'll be hidden in one of the squares. Well, it's a big space.
Not big enough.
Watch me. And so I'm encouraging all the listening audience out there to come out here, take a look at Dave Doney, and have your picture taken with possibly the man if he comes, and the caricature itself.
That is beautiful.
Now, see, you're killing me
with that. That is a touching tribute.
We're going to be in South Bend. We're going up to the Notre Dame game. Oh, so I will not Irish. Be able to. Are you an Irish fan?
Oh, yes. Growing up.
Y'all get out of the way now. This
right
show
there.
Just
oh,
I
love
the Irish.
Yeah, right there.
I'm just fine. I'm just fine with the Irish. But anyway, well, instead of seeing you, they can see the caricature.
There you go. And I want a picture of that. Hey, so are you, I mean, you love art then.
I've been a cartoonist forever. That's what my background was in graphic design and things like that. And
so this was right up your alley when she, Jenny said,
yes. Well, anything Jenny suggests is right up your alley.
So, I mean, are you like studying your muse right now? I mean, are you trying to pick up tips?
He's about 3 minutes, that guy. I can do him.
Joel, you draw a big circle in that rectangle. You put two little pieces of hair and two eyes and glasses, and he's done.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. I'll add some nobility.
Put both of us in there.
That's hilarious.
I can do that.
There you go.
That's so funny.
You're going to need two squares for his head, but go ahead and put that in there.
Maybe three.
Oh, no.
You know, look at her. She's like.
And try to keep it in the shade because I sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be warm, but we'll see how long the chalk holds up. But we'll take a picture. We'll send it to you, and if I get a chance, I'll send the live copy to you.
Speaking of chalk, do I have to bring my own chalk, or
no,
are you supplying chalk?
Chalk will be provided. Okay. So I have almost 300 bags of chalk. I'm really hoping I give all this chalk out, and then we still have a big community bin of chalk for people who don't want to take chalk home. But yeah, I'll have plenty of chalk.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. Not 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
No, I think he's talking about a bracelet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can talk, Kirk. It's
well, but I wanted to tell the story.
It on the radio.
Well, I wanted to tell the story.
Yeah, no, we'll have some peace bracelets, and then we have a bunch of peace stickers, too. So just, again, things to keep you going and things to take with you afterwards. And this will be able to, the artwork's going to be left up for a whole week.
That was my next question. How can folks, if they can't get down there Saturday, they'll have it up then through probably the Canal Market District?
Is that correct.
The farmer's market?
That is correct. So you'll be able to walk through it at any point in time just to see the artwork that's out there. And again, going back to the farmer's market last week, some adults came and got my posters and they were artists. And they're like, really? Anybody can come? And I was like, yeah, anybody can come. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not knowing that there's some hidden talents within our group or within, you know, your own friend group, you might be able to see some things coming out in people again that are important to them that you don't know about. So, your why.
It almost sounds a little intimidating with all the art people that are coming.
Oh, no.
The whole idea is it's all good. Right?
Okay.
You know, whatever you want to do is, and again, a shout out to the mayor because he made a point of telling us that he wants to make sure that it stays up there for the week.
Okay.
You know, that it isn't going to be, and that was one of the reasons that it turned out to be a good idea to go to the Canal Marketplace because we talked about doing it on the square. But this venue, and eventually maybe we can do that, you know, but it might be a better place to have it so it kind of stick around for a while and people come by and take pictures of it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we're appreciative to the mayor and all the city helping making this happen too.
Very cool. That sidewalk around the square is quite old, so it's a little bit different to be doing chalk art that very old sidewalk.
Well, here's a hat tip to anybody who's going to the Chalk the Walk on Saturday. If you see Kirk with his square and you see Jenny with his square, go the opposite direction. Because no matter what you do, it's going to look good on the other end. Do not try to draw right next to the...
Again, the Gemini part of you or whatever. So you're going to start in the middle and kind of filter away?
So
or is it just everybody free for all?
That circle area, I think I want to corral little children in there, maybe under the age of 5, and just that circle area, just because there's parking availability on those other two sides. Mm-hmm. So that circle area, I want to corral little ones, and then just go wherever you want.
Good
luck corralling little ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
herding cats.
They're going to be on the ground with chalk. I think it might actually occupy them for a little bit of time.
Right, for sure.
It just sounds like a great
thing. It's not a competition, too. I mean, everybody's just come out, have fun, draw, you know, whatever moves you, whatever makes you feel peaceful, whatever you think is beautiful, you just come out and do it and stand back and look at everybody else's stuff and share your experiences and compliments and things like that.
Very nice.
Okay, so again, time and what everybody needs. It's a rain or shine event. I mean, I know it makes it kind of tough with chalk, but I mean, rain or shine.
Rain or shine, Saturday, September 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come out at any time. You know, I'll be there handing out chalk at 8 a.m. September 20th, Canal Market District, downtown Newark.
And Kirk, if folks want to learn about Rotary, I'm sure you'll have a chance to talk about
it
that day.
You can find us on Facebook, and we're Newark Heath Rotary. Please come in, take a look at what we've got going on. We post things all over the place, and we hope to see you on Saturday. It's going to be a great event.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. We'll get you back in here in about a month or so, because I know you got some other big events coming up, but Chalk
Thank
the
you.
Walk.
I heard there was a bourbon tasting or something
coming
up.
Well, we're going to do a complete hour on that.
Good.
I would think, as long as there's samples involved.
Well, we appreciate you guys having us here, too. That means a lot to us that you support the event, and you support the community so much, especially with your work with United Way. So helping out the Newark Heath Rotary today is a great thing. We are very, very, very grateful.
Mm-hmm. Very grateful.
It's
Thank
a
you.
Great, again, you're talking to a Kiwanian, but it's a great organization and the stuff that we do in the community.
Absolutely.
Between all of our service groups, Lions, you know, everybody, they're all in here for one thing, and that's to make the community so much better. So I appreciate you coming in.
And speaking of that, just service clubs that are helping the community, will be showing a movie on November.
Oh, yes, Join or Die.
About clubs.
On the 25th at the Reese Center. We're actually one of the sponsors. I think you guys are too, right?
I got bad news for you. I'm emceeing that.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
You may want to not come out. That you look like you could be sick.
No. No. Jennifer McDonald and I saw this thing. Well, she told me about it. We watched it. We're like, oh, we should, you know, that should be something everybody should see. So are you going to be leading a little bit of discussion afterwards?
I don't
about
know.
It?
She
don't
just
know
said,
yet?
Hey, could you be there?
Right.
And I'm like, sure, why not? I mean, because it's
cool.
Near and dear to my heart with Kiwanis and you guys with Rotary and, like I said, Lions. So.
And
that's
really
a great
people
idea.
Forget that once you're involved in some of these social clubs, it does truly change your life.
It does.
So don't be afraid to come into this. It's not, no offense, an old guys club, right? Mm-hmm. Like anybody can come into this and join and give a helping hand.
I want to appreciate that. Thank you for looking at Kirk when you said old guys club. Thank you so much for that.
She's looking at all of us, brother.
Okay. I appreciate it. Get down to the Canal Market District on Saturday from 8 to 1 for the Newark Heath Rotary's Chalk the Walk.
That'll do it for today's edition of Talk of the Town. Want to thank again our guests today, Kirk Homringhouse and Jenny Rice with the Newark Heath Rotary. Oh, by the way, be sure to join us on Friday. Newark School Superintendent David Lewis will be our special guest on Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7.